People happy that our tax dollars are going to better places and coping leftists, welcome to a brand new video. Today we have a lot to cover, so we're gonna have to get this party started as quickly as possible. Today we are covering the story of how Trump discovered a regiment of furries in the military. We are going to be covering how this blind person was elected by the government to be the one to look for fraud, and we are going to be covering a massive hoax about how Trump is buying hundreds of millions of dollars of armored Teslas from Elon Musk, which was debunked and literally completely untrue. That is correct. All this stuff is happening right now. Decoy Voice made 3 videos covering all these things. This is literally within the last day, there have been updates to all of these stories, and I wanted to cover literally the most insane situations the government has been trying to do. Doge has been going wild, discovering all these insane, insane amounts of government funding. Leftists are still melting down, creating new hoax hoaxes in real time. They are making real-time hoaxes to try to shut the government down from looking into fraud. Guys, this is crazy. Are you recognizing the insanity here? They're looking for fraud, and you got politicians and judges directly trying to stop them from finding fraud. A lot of people say make that make sense, but I personally think they just don't want to discover that they're literally making money off the government. They're all f***ing gonna hire lawyers because they're all going to prison. Oh, we're here for a lot of good content. The content's gonna be huge. Definitely subscribe. The content is big. I came in here, I looked around, I was like, wow, look at all this fantastic content that's everywhere. So today we're covering all of these insane stories. Different areas of the government that got absolutely dumpster fucked by the Trump administration. And there's a lot to see.
After 4 years of our military looking like this, focusing in on this.
Bro, dude, this is the military. This is the military, bro! Bro, this is so lame, guy. He has like 4 different visors on his face. Now this guy, this is the guy that he risks his life every day. Walking in front of landmines and bullets. And here he is, like 4 different visors on his face. Make sure no one sneezes on him.
4 years of our military looking like this.
Yes.
Focusing in on this.
Issue of critical race theory, etc.
Gotta be fucking kidding me. Critical race theory in the military? In the military! This is the military!
I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage. And I'm white.
And...
world. You think that the purpose of the military is to be like an imposing force, right? Nah. It's about understanding white rage. And letting military dogs have a whole new meaning, baby. Doggy style soldiers. It's gonna be crazy.
And tragically seen wearing this.
Oh my fucking god, there's 2 of them. At some point, I commend respecting people with different natures. But at some point, you have to recognize that this is a mental illness and should not be in the military, okay?
On multiple occasions.
Listen, if you do this on your own free time, power to you. We'll do whatever the fuck you want on your own free time. I don't give a shit. But dog, this is embarrassing and humiliating. This is the United States military.
America's military is finally back, appointing Major Pete Hegseth to be our Secretary of Defense.
We're not going to the Munich Security Conference. We're instead going to Poland to see the troops out there. We're going to Germany to see EUCOM and AFRICOM. I would much rather talk to troops than go to cocktail parties.
Damn! That's a Secretary of Defense. Goddamn.
That's my job.
And literally, can you believe the actual insanity that you have leftists protesting this? Obviously not all leftists. I think a lot of leftists realize this is insanity. But can you believe that CNN is sitting here shitting on this? Replacing public-facing furries in the military with people that actually want to go see their troops? Like, do you realize how cooked the country actually was for 4 years?
That sentiment is exactly what we need, not only in our military, but in our government as a whole.
True!
As too many of our public servants are more focused in on accelerating their own personal ascension than actually serving the job function they're in. I saw it in the private sector all the time. Corporate leadership making decisions based on Excel sheets and consultant projections.
Facts. especially because I don't know if any of you know that this is going on. There's this crazy controversy going on right now in the scientific community. I'll show you because I keep my finger on the pulse on all chaos that goes on. So I ended up watching this myself. People asked me to react, and I ended up watching it myself. This is a video made by Sabine Hossenfelder. She's a German scientist. She was asked to keep this confidential. She basically actually found proof that different people in the scientific communities are actually floating scientific theories that they know are wrong because they know it'll sound good to the public and they'll be able to get funding. People in the scientific community are actively pushing wrong scientific findings to get funding because it's more important to keep the mystique of science alive than to actually discover actual scientific shit. Now, I mean, you can watch this video on your own time, obviously, but I am so happy that there is so much chaos out there. All the content, just for me. Just for me. God was like, Nux, I will put furries in the military. And I was, God, thank you so much for this glorious opportunity you have given me, goddammit. Oh, hell yeah.
Having absolutely zero understanding on what's happening at the ground level.
True.
But long-term success means nothing when they're always 12 months away from applying to another company. As they aren't there to actually succeed, they're just there to bolster their resume. And that's exactly how we get military leaders focusing in on white rage.
That's crazy. Why are military leaders thinking about this? Military leaders should be focusing about, you know, military shit! War stuff! Not white rage.
As that may make them more able to navigate conversations at cocktail parties surrounded by ultra-left politicians,
dude,
but it literally does them nothing when it comes to defeating China's increasing military ability.
Yeah, no, what should be the goal? Of the military! Dude, it's actual clown world. And then you're gonna have leftists. Then you're gonna have leftists sitting there and being like, why are they investigating this? Why is Elon Musk looking into these things? Why are we actually taking this seriously?
And probably just makes us worse off if he simply did nothing. So I guess we should be grateful we finally got headset.
One of the dumbest phrases in military history is, our diversity is our strength.
There's no way that's a real phrase! Oh my God, dude, I can't believe America was so retarded for so long. It feels like we're finally waking up and people are finally recognizing that there's so much insanity. Who on earth thinks diversity is strength in the military?
Our diversity is not our strength. Our unity and our shared purpose is our strength.
No shit. To quote, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., we will judge people based on their merit, not the color of their skin. Bro, stop this shit. This is unbelievable. It's, first of all, racist. And second of all, it is absolutely insane.
And the Pentagon is excited to get back to that core mission. It's happening rapidly. The services are responding. And those that don't want to respond can work somewhere else. So diversity, equity, inclusion will not be a part of the Defense Department.
As he's
incredibly based. Could you even imagine people taking this seriously, though? Could you imagine how, like, for the last 4 years, they would, like, have a platoon of soldiers that work together as a unit. And they would say, no. You can't. You're all white. We're going to need one woman and one black man in this unit instead of two of your soldiers. Like, could you imagine? Like, that's retarded. And then these people go into fucking combat and die. Like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? This is crazy. Dude, it's actual clown world.
Actually out there shoulder to shoulder with our soldiers, where they're not out there wearing dog masks, they're getting prepared to fight wars. And the memes about America being back are hilarious.
And so patriotic and based. Oh my God. And Democrats tried to grill that guy on not wanting women in combat roles and whatever. God, oh my God. It's insane. Where did common sense go? It literally went to die.
Where if this was an ad for a weight gain pill, I'd be ordering it. I almost don't want to cut back to me after seeing all that creatine, but for that to even cross my mind reminds me of what our military should actually be. Our fighting forces should be physically intimidating.
Oh shit.
As our adversaries in China advertise their military like this, as Russia runs similar endorsements. Meanwhile, America was focused on a military.
Oh my God, that's a military ad? Guys, America was literally at the brink of death. We didn't, I don't think any of us realized how close America was to, like, actual death.
With two moms.
Oh my god, there's no way this was a military ad. This is, like, the lamest shit I've ever seen.
Eventually standing at the altar to marry my other mom.
What the fuck? Bro, stop. Stop, bro. Oh my god. Bro, fuck, dude. And they wonder why the woke ideology is fucking dying? What the? I'm, like, actually in shock. You haven't seen it? No, I haven't seen it. Listen, I am covering all chaos. All chaos moving forward will be covered. Holy shit, dude. There is so much shit out there.
And after meeting with an army recruiter, I found it. A way to prove my inner strength and maybe shatter some stereotypes along the way.
This was an ad for the military? I'll be real. I don't think this is just lame. I don't think I'm not gonna sit here and say, wow, it's so lame and gay. No, I'm not even gonna say any of that. It's borderline traitorous. Borderline traitorous. That this is a military ad.
Sometimes even running ops, betraying the military like this.
Female soft operator who's been serving with the Secret Tactical Division for...
Are you kidding me?
15 years now.
There's no way this is real. I'm not buying it. This is not real.
Over the years, I've learned a lot about gear. What works, what doesn't work, what's gonna straight up get you and your boys killed.
And I've actually done two videos...
Oh my god, that was real. Army recruiting is getting weird. The army is getting desperate. I am shocked. I am shocked. I cannot believe that's a real ad for the military. Holy shit.
A year apart on how the Psychological Operations Command conveniently looks the other way for her to advertise the army with an e-girl. But it's pretty interesting.
E-girl army advertisement. This is unbelievable. The whole woke shit was literally directly sending people into defeat. It was actually killing America. Okay, we all make these memes. We all joke around that it's cringe, that it's pathetic, that it's propaganda. It was actively murdering the country. If you enlist, you have to sleep with her. AIDS are not a recommendation. AIDS are mandatory.
Interesting how the military doesn't need to stoop to using pretty girls to portray serving in a positive light when all they needed to do was focus on masculinity as opposed to diversity.
No shit. Like, it's the most obvious thing in the universe, but for some reason, no.
Because masculinity isn't exclusive to men. I know several women in the military that have masculine traits, and they're the exact type of person that belongs in the armed forces. And just as expected, a return to traditional values has recruitment through the roof.
As of yesterday, we were close to 6,400 soldiers enlisting in the month of January.
Bro!
So really, really good. So we're very happy with that.
So
bro!
That's
crazy! And it literally just shows direct results! Direct results! Oh my god! Dude, they fumbled so badly. They fumbled the country. They fumbled the fucking country. The fucking woke shadow government morons.
No matter where you are politically, having a strong, well-staffed military should be seen as a good thing. But in a...
Nope! Not according to CNN. Because they're it's the patriarchy.
Effort to mitigate Trump's wins, the media is not only framing this as a bad thing.
That's shocking. It's shocking.
They're actually trying to downplay veteran status. As
I'm telling you, the thing I like the most about this, personally, is the fact that Trump will say something that is just objectively correct, and all the leftist people that need to hate Trump with every fiber of their being, they will bend over backwards to fuck themselves in the face as they try to paint Trump the villain traitor.
ESPN Stephen A. Smith dismisses Major Pete Hegseth's military experience.
Pete Hegseth, oh my god, the nerve of him to just join into the fray and give his quote about making sure qualified people have these jobs. You're the defense secretary whose only job prior to this was as a weekend host on Fox News.
And MSN.
Oh my god, they're actually going there. They're actually just disrespecting veterans because, well, they happen to work with the fucking Trump administration. Bro is tweaking! Bro is tweaking, bros! Oh my god! This is such a glorious meltdown.
Prior to this was as a weekend host on Fox News.
And MSNBC's Rachel Maddow laughs off Lieutenant Colonel Tulsi Gabbard.
All Republicans in the Senate voted tonight to advance the nomination of Tulsi Gabbard to be Director of National Intelligence.
Yeah? Shouldn't you be happy that a woman actually got the position? I mean, you should be happy because she's going to be the first female president of the United States in 2036. So aren't you happy about it?
It's like saying that I could be a defensive lineman on the...
What the fuck?
Philadelphia.
I thought you were supposed to respect and support women that get positions. I hate to be this guy, but Republicans are way more inclusive of women than liberals in the modern year of 2025. I'm just saying. All these fucking crybaby misogyny people, literally all of them, will immediately turn around and defecate on a woman. When they have to. This is like the fucking Hamas Piker people on Twitch. Literally, they're all say, believe all victims, believe all victims. Believe all victims, except they might, unless they're Jewish, in which case we probably shouldn't believe them. The same fucking brain-warped mentality of all these brain-rotted losers.
Eagles, sure.
Eggseth and Gabbard were wow. 3-2 steps away from general, but somehow that equates to nothing in the media's minds. Which really makes...
Yeah, because the media's job is literally just shitting on the other side. It's not about actually saying anything of meaning. Which is why they're dying. Which is why people like me or Decoy Voice are literally taking over. Literally. That's why individuals like ourselves actually have power. Because these people are obviously bought.
Me wonder, do they really
no one hates women like a feminist trying to put men in female sports, am I right, guys? Or trans women in female sports, huh? Wow, modern feminism is really more anti-woman than I could ever hope to be. That's crazy. No one minimizes women like feminists, am I right, guys? That's crazy.
Disrespect our country's veterans that much, or are they simply too stupid to look into their histories and only see Trump appointee, so like a bull seeing red on their head, they mindlessly charge in? But the media isn't like a bull in a China shop, they're more like a bull bought by China shop.
Oh!
And if you appreciate a-
Damn, cooked him. Anyway, so yeah, so we found furries in the military, and that shit was immediately eradicated. Thank you, Trump and Musk. Very cool. Anyway, another funny thing that happened is they used a blind guy to look for fraud. So we are covering this entire situation of the insane findings and results of the Doge in people, the Doge Trump administration. Because a lot of people are upset that Doge is finding fraud for some reason. This is like the major leftist talking part right now, is that, I can't believe Elon Musk is finding fraud in the government, which is... retarded, to say the least, but
this director.
It gets funnier and funnier because this is like they are actually reaching competitive levels of incompetence in the government. And as someone that prefers reality to any SNL skit, they are literally hiring blind people to look for fraud and furries to be in the military. I am not joking when I tell you Clown World was literally a year ago. We were in Clown World, and we are clawing our way out. The more you see, the crazier it is. Well, this guy did not see any fraud.
Director of Government Affairs for POGO.
I walked in, and I was supposed to look for fraud, and I was like, wow, I can't actually see because I'm blind. But if I could see, there was probably so much fraud, it was crazy.
The Project on Government Oversight apparently sees no fraud.
Waste is different from fraud.
Yeah, there's waste and fraud in the government. That's what they fucking uncovered, bitch.
Fraud is different from abuse.
True. That's why when Trump said in his speech, we're countering waste and fraud and abuse, he used the and word, implying that they're different things. Listen, I get he's disabled, he's blind, but he's also retarded.
And abuse is different from both.
I hate that I'm pausing this because every time I unpause it, it immediately reminds me of how incompetent the government is in so many areas.
When we talk about improper payments, they are a subset of those other three categories. But that doesn't tell us the whole picture either. Sometimes improper payments are a function of bad record keeping. Sometimes they are a function of outdated information technology systems. Sometimes they come about through human error, and sometimes they come about through negligence. There are a variety of reasons why improper payments happen.
So why is he so upset that they're looking into this? Okay, so he recognizes that there are tons of different reasons for wrong payments and bad payments. Okay. So why are you so upset that Elon Musk actually looks into this shit? Obviously, you don't have eyes. No offense. You can't see. Fuck, you're blind, sir, with all due respect. What is going on? There are so many reasons of which all these different cases of fraud and abuse could have happened. Now, I'm blind, so I didn't see any of that shit, so we should just move along now. Incredible take.
It just simply is not the case that improper payments are only a function of bad people doing bad things.
No one said only. He just wants basic oversight. Like, I fucking hate these people. Like, they're bad faith on purpose. And as a taxpayer, I have to sit through this. I have to sit through these people literally talking in circles. Literally talking in circles. When he's obviously speaking bullshit.
With bad intent.
Bro, we want oversight, not lack of sight. Bro is living, I didn't see it, so it didn't happen.
Now the elephant in the room is...
he's blind. They got a blind guy for oversight. Yes, it's funny and gay at the same time.
Of course a blind guy isn't going to be able to see any fraud or waste, which it is a kind of ironic hire for this position. But I would argue that a blind guy that's still got his master's degree is probably a pretty hard worker, and there's no reason...
I'm not offending him for not being a hard worker, I'm offending him for being an idiot. See, here's the thing, I have nothing but respect for blind people. I respect blind people, I respect deaf people, I respect mute people, I respect all those people. I don't respect retards, and bad faith retards at that, and that's what he is. Being upset that there's oversight because... and he listed a myriad of different reasons as to why money is disappearing. He says it could be all these things. Maybe it's not fraud. Maybe it's a million different types of mistakes. So then he should be pro Musk's oversight. He's a bad faith retard, which is the worst kind of retard.
He couldn't be great at exposing corruption. But when you look at Pogo, who was supposed to be investigating corruption...
no shot he worked at Pogo! Pogo is the project on government oversight. He worked as government oversight. They got a blind guy for government oversight. He is the alibi. Bro is the fucking alibi.
And injustice in government. They seem to only be looking into Elon Musk's Doge, other Donald Trump appointments and their social media history, and other members of Donald Trump's administration, as these articles are all more than weeks apart. So I'm not gonna sit here and call out anybody's disability, but it really seems...
yeah, me neither. I don't hate him for being blind, I hate him for being retarded. See, I'm cool and progressive like that. A lot of people hate me for my progressiveness, but I am. I don't hate him for being blind at all. I think him being blind has absolutely nothing to do with the reason why I hate him. Now, I am going to use it to make fun of him once I've already decided to hate him for other purposes. You see, this is the best way the world works. Now, I don't judge people based on the color of their skin, based on their ethnicity, based on their handicaps. I would never, never hate people for petty reasons like that. But once you've already defined a reason why he's an asshole, you can use anything at your disposal. Listen, I don't sit here and just make fun of fat people. But if the fat person tells me that being fat is healthy, I will immediately make fun of them for being fat. I'm living a simple life. It is a simple prospect I have, being toxic to toxic people and using any weapon at my disposal. I don't care if he's daredevil at night, but dog, bro's a failure during the day.
Seems like there's a lot more to uncover in what the government has been doing wrong than Donald Trump and the two newsworthy things they think he's done since his inauguration. So maybe they aren't quite the authority on what constitutes wasteful spending and are just another example of wasteful spending themselves.
Absolutely.
Because yes, it is mean that people are calling out the director of government oversight for being blind, but it's only
the director of government oversight is blind. This is my circus and these are my monkeys.
Because he's bad at his job, not because he can't see.
True! Now, I'm sure not being able to see doesn't help his job. But yes, I'm making fun of him purely for being shitty at his job. Or part of the fraud. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's part of this whole fraud ring. Who knows? I don't. That's for sure.
As we could care less if Doge was run by Helen Keller, if she was actually doing the job well.
Guys, I have a really good song to tell you. All right, you want to hear my song? This is a good song. I sang this to somebody recently, and they thought it was not very nice, but I think it's very nice. So I'm gonna sing it to you. Helen Keller came to town riding on a pony. She got off and picked up her hat, and then she said, "Bleh." I'm sorry, that was a very not nice joke, but I had to say it. I thought it was very relevant. I thought, so sorry. I don't know what possessed me, but I thought it was relevant. Okay, listen. Listen, I mean no offense to any 10 out of 10 fuck. Oh, anyway. Moving on to the blind guy overseeing the government.
And finding all the rampant wastes of our tax dollars. As we now know, USAID was giving Kazakhstan $4.5 million to combat internet trolls.
Yeah. Does that sound retarded? It does to me.
That America would...
Damn, I didn't see that song coming, yeah.
...would have been better off if your money had been simply thrown into a fireplace. Instead, the Biden administration spent it imposing their far left-wing ideology onto other nations. Under them, USAID...
Guys, the woke mind virus actually was a virus. It was a virus artificially spread. Damn, if I was a blind guy, I would definitely turn a blind eye.
He spent $2 million for sex change surgeries in Guatemala.
My favorite thing is the argument that every time I see people make is, but these things are legal. You just don't like where the money is going, but they're legal. Right.
$22 million to increase tourism in Tunisia and Egypt. That's not life-saving.
Yeah, that's 500. That's fraud. I know that people are saying that it's not illegal because technically the Congress is approving it, even though the Congress somehow didn't know about any of this shit. Yeah, but that's fraud. If USAID is supposed to be life-saving and they're spending $10 million or whatever on fucking tourism in Egypt, then that's fraud. That's fraud. They're defrauding the citizens of the country.
$20 million to pay consultants to teach people in Africa about climate change. That's not medicine. $4.5 million to teach people in Kazakhstan how to fight back against internet trolls. That's not life-saving. $20,000.
Whoa, it depends who you're talking to. I've gotten plenty of death threats on the internet.
Dollars to help LGBT individuals vote in Honduran elections. That's not medicine.
Kind of overthrowing another government, which is, I guess, cool.
$2.5 million to improve the lives of LGBT individuals in Uganda. $14 million to identify LGBT leaders in Cambodia. $425,000 to train Indonesian coffee companies on how to be more gender friendly.
Well, guys, it's not fraud. Technically, gender-friendly coffee companies in Indonesia. You can't make this up. And then you're going to have people say, well, technically, it's not illegal, so Trump shouldn't stop it. Nah, bitch. Sorry, bro. This is bullshit. Like, this is obvious bullshit. I want to know who's getting kickbacks from these deals. I want to see chaos, baby. And I will. We're only a couple weeks into the fucking administration. Infinite goddamn content. Domain expansion, infinite content. Oh my god. Endless fraud.
And the downright evil programs, like giving Reuters $9 million for large-scale social deception. Yeah, so no wonder the corporate media claims Doge found no fraud.
Extraordinary claims of government fraud by the president.
Oh, I love these. I showed you some of Destiny's clips last time, dude.
And similar claims of maximal transparency by Elon Musk, but little evidence of either to back it up.
He's just lying. Bro is just lying on CNN. I mean, it is CNN, I guess. CNN is not known for honesty. It's known for deception, like every mainstream media site. But, bro.
In fact, strong evidence to the contrary from Musk's contention that he and his Doge team are doing what they do in a way that, quote...
Did he say us contention instead of U.S. contention?
Strong evidence to the contrary from Musk's contention that...
Oh, he did. He's a retard.
...that he and his Doge team are doing what they do in a way that, quote, maximally transparent.
Never mind the fact that if you go on...
It literally is maximally transparent. He literally shows everything. Contention. Bro, he made two mistakes in that one sentence. Hell yeah, dude.
Doing what they do in a way that, quote, maximally transparent.
Never
evidence of either. Similar claims of max...
Doge found no fraud.
Extraordinary claims of government fraud by the president and similar claims of maximal transparency by Elon Musk, but little evidence of either to back it up. In fact, strong evidence to the contrary from Musk's contention that he...
From us contention, bro. That's amazing.
On the fact that if you go on at Doge on X, right?
I know, he's reading from the teleprompter.
Now, they constantly post...
Yeah, they post literally updates on everything that they do. Everything they do gets updated online. This is the most transparency America has ever had from the government. And you know what? Democrats are finding a reason to be upset about it. It is mind-boggling. I think this is like the most obviously good thing that America has ever done. The transparency here. Like, you look at this shit. Yes, taxpayer dollars. We're going to spend on the following items. This was literally just posted 16 hours ago. $10 million for Mozambique voluntary male circumcision. Why? $9.7 million for U.S. Berkeley, a cohort of Cambodian youth. Strengthening independent voices in Cambodia. Prague Civil Center. $40 million for gender equality and women empowerment hub. $486 million for the Consortium for Elections and Political Process Strengthening. Uh-huh. Social cohesion in Mali. Voter confidence in... You can't make this shit up. Biodiversity in Nepal. Fiscal federalism in Nepal. Improving learning outcomes in Asia. Why don't you improve learning outcomes in America? Inclusive democracies in Southern Africa. Well, they failed. Like, bro, it's absolutely insane. And everything is public, and everything is published, and everything is transparent. And you know the best part? You know who's the biggest supporter of Doge? Of all? That's right. Everyone's favorite president, Barack Obama.
Budget reform is not an option. It's a necessity.
The American people are...
And Joe Biden.
...are entitled to transparency.
We can't...
Anyway, so the big supporters, Obama and Biden, big supporters of Doge, shout out to them, very cool. They are getting cooked. They this is crazy.
Post how they found 20...
Why did they have to specify male circumcision? What about female circumcision? There is something in some African tribes called female circumcision where they cut off the clitoris, and it's disgusting, in my opinion, from my perspective. But that is something that is done, so that's why they had to specify it.
9 DEI grants for over $101 million to train teachers to recognize privilege. 3 DEI grants for $15 million for workshops called Decolonizing the Curriculum. And a $25,000 award entitled Empowering LGBT Refugees in Greece.
Yeah, $25,000 for gay refugees in Greece. Shout out to them.
Not to mention how they found social security payments to people allegedly alive for over a century and a half.
You know, that's...
Dude, amazing. This is crazy. I saw this one.
Crazy things, like just cursory examination of social security, and we've got people in there that are 150 years old. Now, do you know anyone who's 150? I don't know.
I don't, okay. Personally.
They should be on the Guinness Book of World Records. They're missing out. So, you know, that's a case where, like, I think they're probably dead. It's my guess. Or they should be very famous.
Yeah, that's what they call fraud. There's no evidence of fraud, guys. Yeah, well, we found fraud. That's fraud.
And then there's a whole bunch of Social Security payments where there's no identifying information. Well, like, why is there no identifying information?
Yeah, why is money going out? Stupid question, but why is money going out? American tax money going out with no identifying information of where the money is going? Doesn't that sound like fraud? At the very least, it's waste or abuse. Probably fraud, and the audacity that these people have to stop them from looking for this shit.
But of course, our mainstream corporate media doesn't think any of that could possibly be fraudulent. And it's possibly because they're all...
The crazy thing is that the media thinks that none of it is fraud. The absolute insanity that they think that these politicians that were worth $200,000 that are now worth $200 million, that they think that none of them committed fraud. All of them must be completely honest. Dude, my comment section on my latest video where I covered a lot of the fraud that actually happened, nothing that we're covering in this video. Dude, the comment sections were insane. Politician makes $200,000 a year, is worth $200 million. Destiny, what makes them think fraud is happening? If Trump said water was wet, Destiny would argue it wasn't. Elon, the earth is actually round. Destiny crouched in the corner of his room. Where's your fucking evidence? AOC was a bartender 6 years ago. Now she's worth $12 million. Bro, the craziest shit. My comment section is hilarious. I really love you guys. I want you to know, you guys are very funny, and I appreciate you. And I covered a lot of people saying that there is no evidence of fraud. No evidence of fraud. No evidence. There's evidence of fraud!
Also at the other end of that reckless spending, or maybe they aren't even looking at the evidence Doge is presenting them, as Doge also found $9 million for a Woman in First Carbon Initiative mentorship program.
What the fuck is that?
It literally looks like they just crammed in a bunch of woke keywords into a contract.
Yes, it does. They asked ChatGPT to invent woke progressive movements to support, and then they literally took money out and gave it to rich people. That's what it looks like. I could be wrong, but that's what it freaking looks like. Now they're getting exposed, and all the people that are upset that they're getting exposed are making believe it's a threat to democracy. I really feel like this is the reality, and it's very funny because the house of cards will fall and every single one of them is going to get cooked, and I am going to have such good content when they're pulled to jail and have public meltdowns.
Knowing if you put in woman, carbon, and mentorship in the title, they would have to approve it, because who in government doesn't want to fund woman, carbon, and mentorship?
True!
And that's part of their problem, as they found over $500,000 going to a program that literally had lorem ipsum in the description.
No! No! Bro, if that's not a scam, I don't know what is. It's an actual font generator. It's an actual font generator. Okay, for those of you that don't know what lorem ipsum is, just so you guys see what it is. Lorem ipsum is a placeholder text commonly used in graphic print publishing industries for previewing layouts. It is not real. It is a placeholder text that is literally in the description for where they're sending money. Can't make this shit up. They're such frauds. They're getting so cooked. And they're so scared that Elon is looking into this shit. Every single person that's standing up against Elon right now literally is probably committed fraud and absolutely terrified.
Which, if you don't know, lorem ipsum is randomly generated.
It's a dummy text.
Placeholder text for graphic designers, yep. As oftentimes they don't have words but want to know how something would look like when it's done. And that's the sad status of our government spending. Literally randomly generated placeholder text is good enough to be approved for 660,000 of our tax dollars.
660 million.
But somehow a director of government oversight says
he's blind.
He sees no fraud or waste.
I see no evidence of anything. Your Honor, I am a witness. I am testifying that I have seen no evidence of fraud.
The problem being,
he's blind and dumb.
Even Democrat senators know this is an issue.
Of course they know it's an issue. They just don't want to get caught.
Just don't like how they're fixing it.
The bottom line is simple. Everyone knows there's waste in government and should be cut.
Okay. Thank you for being here. You could leave now, sir.
But Doge is using a meat axe.
Which is in stark contrast to when he didn't even want Musk to touch where our money was going.
Dude.
And the American people, mark my words, the American people will not stand
really
for an unelected secret group.
Oh my God. He's literally talking about the IRS.
To run rampant through the executive branch.
Did you know that the DMV has your personal information? All the fucking employees at the DMV that weren't elected, or that work at the IRS, or that work at USAID, all those assholes have your personal information. None of them were elected. They're a fucking shadow government. That's cool. Whatever. Who cares? But the American people will stand up against Musk. Dude, the American people, newsflash, are thrilled that Musk is doing this. I have not spoken to a single person in real life. I'm not talking about, you know, like your destinies and your Chuck scammers and your people in the government that are all upset about it. I have not spoken to a single person in real life that is upset at what Elon Musk is doing. Not a single one. And I've spoken to right-wing people. I've spoken to left-wing people. All of them think Elon Musk is doing a great thing in the government right now. They are inventing terror and inventing threats and inventing a mob of angry people. Literally pulling them out of thin air because they have no shit to stand on.
Being innovative is good. But Mr. Musk, this isn't a tech startup. These are public institutions. that deal with things like Social Security and Medicare and national defense and provide for the well-being of the American people.
Yeah, right. Sure. $660 million went to lorem ipsum. That probably definitely helped the American people.
And the American people have a right to be part of that debate.
Yeah, they were. That's why they elected Donald Trump, the president of the United States. When he won the election, that's when the people were part of the debate. Like, he's literally doing exactly what he said he was going to be doing. I don't know why everyone's, like, twisting this like it's a threat to democracy. I do know why. They're twisting it like that to fearmonger because they're all scared they're going to get caught.
Part of that debate. The elections occurred. And one viewpoint got a few more votes than the other. But that doesn't mean we throw out democracy.
That is democracy. They're such frauds! Cope harder, bro! What is this? Just because one person got more votes than the other person, that doesn't mean we're gonna throw out democracy? You cannot make this up! You cannot make this up!
That doesn't mean what's been done for centuries in this country should just go out the window and be substituted by a small group of people who think they know a lot more than the wisdom of the American people.
And I think...
What the fuck is he talking about?
I think we're going to see a lot more of this sentiment shifting from there's no government...
Yeah, they're going to shift from this to that because they know they're getting cooked. They know they're losing every single ounce of credibility they have. Any left-wing person, in my opinion, that's looking at this rationally is going to be pro-Doge. All of them. Maybe they're not going to like the process of Doge, but they're going to love that this shit is getting uncovered. And the politicians that are making money off of it aren't going to love it. It's crazy. It is absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, Hassan probably doesn't like it. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't like that his USAID money is drying up, allegedly. Dude, these people are getting cooked.
Waste, stop looking. Do okay. There's some waste, but we can't get rid of all of it because... Insert argument of it's for the kids or it's saving lives or racism grift. As a liberal playbook really hasn't changed, and why would they? As for several decades...
It worked. They actually had a stranglehold on the shadow government for a very long time. They really hate that they're losing power, and they're really scared that they're going to end up in prison.
It was still working, but it's really up to you as the voter to communicate to them whether or not you're smart enough to buy when a guy sits there and says, I'm a director for government oversight, and I can't see anything wrong with our trillions of dollars of debt. So if you...
And he's also blind, which just makes it even better. But anyway, so it gets even funnier. So now the current agenda, the CNN strategy, is making up an entirely new hoax that the reason why Elon and Trump are working together is because Elon is trying to grift for millions of dollars and Trump is giving him like this massive contract to make $400 million of armored Teslas. It literally keeps going because this narrative is nowhere close to over. I have never seen such a clawing, slowly dying failure that is leftist media. I've never, ever seen such a glorious downfall, and I'm here for it all the way, literally all the way.
As President Donald Trump and Elon Musk continue to use Doge to dismantle government overspending like USAID.
Yeah, that shit was bullshit.
The media goes into a frenzy, desperately trying to convince the public that frivolous spending was a good thing.
Oh my god, dude. They're trying everything first. Yeah, it's a threat to democracy. It's a threat to democracy. It's a threat to democracy. Then the government spending was always a good thing. It was always good. It was always fine. We always spend money for the best of reasons. My golden toilet is important for the people in Cambodia. Think of all the poor gay tap dancers in Indonesia that won't be able to tap dance ever again.
In Cambodia with a team that clears landmines and leftover explosives.
Oh, I can't believe USAID is threatening the landmine removal in Cambodia. That's crazy.
But a freeze in U.S. foreign aid funding around the world could seriously upend progress.
Oh, no.
Cambodia is one of the most heavily contaminated landscapes on the planet.
That's very sad for Cambodia, honestly. It is very sad. I do feel bad for Cambodia. Now, anyway, I personally don't want to give Cambodia money, personally, so I don't know why you're taking my tax money and sending it to Cambodia. Like, so let me get this straight. The U.S. bombed Cambodia in the 1970s, all right? So they used my tax money, well, not mine personally, but my mom's tax money. They used my mom's tax money to bomb Cambodia. And now they're using my tax money to play Minesweeper in Cambodia. Motherfucker, why am I involved in this bullshit?
With tons of bombs, bullets, and landmines.
They spent the last 50 years farming our tax money and they're claiming that it's this?
Left over from years of brutal civil strife.
Yeah, I'm sorry for
and
them.
A lot from U.S. bombing campaigns
I'm sorry
during
for
the
them.
Vietnam War.
True.
The State Department has been a major backer of demining groups here.
With American...
That's very wholesome, but they're using my money to do that shit. Like, I can we all come together for just a split second and recognize the fact that how bullshit this is? It's like, yes, I recognize that this is, that's very nice, but what the fuck? Why should I be paying for that? I don't want to pay for that.
Aid drying up in places like Cambodia. Projects everywhere will depend on other countries to fill that funding gap, including China.
Oh no, China might have to spend their money on...
Why would she say that at the end? She literally exposed her entire argument. Oh my god, they're such frauds. If we stop spending all this money cleaning up Cambodia, China will have to spend the money. Okay, good! Great! Yes! I am all for all of that. Yes, I completely agree. This is fantastic news. Oh my god. From all the projects they're wasting money for, that's the most reasonable one? Yeah, because that's the one they're showing you and pointing out. Obviously, there's going to be some good uses of the money, but the vast well, I don't even know majority. I don't know how much, but billions of dollars are being spent literally on nothing. Underwater basket weaving and gay sex in Argentina. I don't want to pay for that. I don't. Literally. Sorry. I don't want to pay for DEI inclusive terrorist cells in Afghanistan.
Humanitarian aid on the continent that they share. How dare we expect them to contribute? We
True.
Better immediately resume sending billions of dollars to minesweeping and underwater basket weaving just so
True.
The Chinese can continue focusing on bolstering their navy.
This is such bullshit. Why is our money going to this? If we don't pay for it, China will have to do it. Good! Yes! Yes! I am all for that. Yes. Let them use some of that Genshin Impact money for something important. What do you want from me?
It's almost like these newscasters don't even listen to themselves, or even proofread what they're writing, as a caption over this clip is U.S. aid for-
Which is a lie! I hate when they do this. U.S. aid is not U.S. aid. That's not what it stands for.
Freeze. Which is actually what they wanted you to think USAID was, or aid to other countries.
It's not.
When it's really the United States Agency for International Development.
Including funding coups in other countries to take down governments that America doesn't like. It's
Meetings,
not aid.
Spreading liberal initiatives to third yeah. world countries.
Literally, that is literally what it is. Literally. They found an entire mound of DEI textbooks in Afghanistan. They funded ISIS tents. All right, they gave cement to Hamas. Like, it's insane.
That have zero of the cultural issues we have in America. But sure, help inject DEI programs into Burmese scholarships and LGBT initiatives in Cambodia.
Yeah, it's very important that we spent $50 billion on fucking atheism in Nepal. Like, that definitely helped the American people, for sure. Like, it's cute that she's showing landmines, like that's where all the money is going, but that is not where all the money is going.
All behind the guise of sweeping landmines on the side. As I do understand, landmines are terrifying, but it's not
True.
Like once the local residents stop receiving checks from the American taxpayer, they'll just shrug their shoulders and say, I guess I'll just let my kids' limbs get destroyed. No, they'll find a way to take care of the issue, or better yet, their local government can use their resources to take care of their issues.
Wait, so you're saying that other governments should take care of their issues and it shouldn't literally all fall down onto our lap? Alright, so according to Achito, we've been spending way too much money on advanced quantum gay massage therapy with a focus on non-binary chakra alignment and post-colonial deep tissue healing with a minor in ethical clown studies. I definitely appreciate your input. I personally think that was definitely way too much of an oversight. Their blind government oversight people definitely missed that one.
And this isn't me being callous to the fact that American tax dollars from half a century ago may have planted some of those munitions. This is me having absolutely zero faith that if we continue to
True.
Throw them billions of our dollars...
It's gonna go to bullshit, literally.
...in an effort to eliminate their landmine issue, more than 99% of that cash is never actually going to go to protecting their people from landmines.
Of course not. Of course not. It's going to rich people. It's from rich people to rich people. And then rich people get blowbacks for giving rich people to other rich people. That's what it is. That's what it is. Every single time. You have any idea how many videos of people in different countries saying we didn't know that that our country was ever actually receiving funds from America? Where's the money going? Literally, where is it going? I want to know, because these people aren't receiving it. Listen, I hate to be that guy, but after spending billions of dollars on DEI initiatives in Afghanistan, they're still fucking executing gay people. So it obviously didn't work very well. Obviously, it didn't work very well.
As USAID is an aid, it's $29 million going to improve young Egyptian skills.
What the fuck?
$30 million for the LGBTI experience in the Caribbean, $4 million to fight internet trolls in Kazakhstan, and even when we spend here locally, there was $59 million dollars for hotels in New York City, but for the migrants.
The illegal immigrants, not just migrants, illegal immigrants. I covered that in my last video. Yes, $59 million of funding from FEMA, even worse than USAID, from FEMA. You know, the money that's supposed to go to American citizens in natural crises, like forest fires and shit like that. Forest fires. Hurricanes. That's what FEMA should be supporting. But they sent $59 million to luxury hotels in New York City to house illegal immigrants. They were all fired, the four people that were in charge of that decision. And I think that's a fantastic example of fraud that is being debunked. It's very appreciated that the media is showing how, I can't believe you're stopping the funds and the poor people in Cambodia are going to have to deal with these landmines. But this doesn't solve the issue that all this money is going to actually bullshit. Like, these people will continue obfuscating and lying and manipulating to make it look like there's a threat to democracy and we're stopping the fund to all these poor people everywhere. Dog, I'm sorry. I don't want to spend $3 million on vacations for gay people in the Caribbean. I don't. I don't want to do that shit. And no one wants to do that shit. And now you're going to say that it was a decision made by the government, but I don't think it really was. I think it was made by rich people to get richer. And I'm really happy we're actually looking into all this garbage. And all the people that are obfuscating and changing the situation around to make it look like, oh, it turns out we're actually doing things with the money. There isn't actually fraud. I think they all know in their heart that they're liars. And they're terrified. They're terrified of what is actually gonna be found.
And remember, we covered the crisis in NYC at length, then discovered that we house migrants in the Roosevelt Hotel for millions, proposing an additional $220 million, all going to Pakistan, as Pakistan's government owns the Roosevelt Hotel in America.
Like, they were paying Pakistan millions of dollars so that their hotel in New York can house illegal immigrants. Are you recognizing the insanity?
Who is now being handsomely compensated to assist in the destruction of New York City. But as long as we label all this as aid and life-saving, the news media can prance around in the public's face, trying to shame us into continuing this obvious scam.
And the crazy thing is, it is an obvious scam. And you're going to have young people that don't actually watch the news. They just live in their little echo chamber, and they're going to see, and they're going to be like, I can't believe it. America's stopping to fund the poor people in Cambodia from literally getting blown up. On their way to school, children are dying from landmines. And we're stopping that now. Because of this fucking bullshit propagandizing. Like, it is. It is the most out-of-context, bad-faith interpretation of what's going on of all time.
As the politicians are now claiming eliminating...
Oh my god, it's Bernie Sanders, the guy that made $1.5 million from Big Pharma. He's a socialist, by the way.
Fraud is unconstitutional.
You know, what is going on in this country, not only with education, but with other institutions, is the president is operating in a very authoritarian...
Oh, it's very authoritarian, guys. It's so authoritarian that we're discovering that we don't want to pay for gay sex in Cambodia.
...and unconstitutional.
Then other Democrat senators go on ABC to echo that same sentiment.
The only thing they could do, they can only yell into the megaphone. Their time is coming. Their time is nigh! Oh, I love the chaos.
Constitutional crisis.
Oh, yes.
Grossly unconstitutional.
Grossly unconstitutional that the guy that was elected because of a democracy is doing the thing that he promised he would be doing when he's getting elected and giving transparency. That is the most unconstitutional thing I've ever heard.
Pretty alarming language.
Yeah, listen, I think this is the most serious constitutional crisis the country has faced.
Like, it's such a bad tagline, but they have nothing better.
Certainly since Watergate, the president is attempting to seize control of power and for corrupt purposes.
And now...
For corrupt purposes. It's so corrupt purposes. Oh, you do realize that the only reason why he's stopping funding to atheism in Nepal is for corrupt purposes. All that atheism money, where's that gonna go, Then you have her, Harry Potter, and the audacity of this bitch. She is easily my least favorite news anchor of all time. She goes there to Trump every time Trump is in, like, one of those little Q&A sessions. She always puts words in his mouth, and he keeps shutting her up every time.
Now CNN parrots their talking points.
And tonight, there are warnings that the U.S. is dangerously close to a constitutional crisis.
What are the warnings? What does that mean? What are the warnings? Fucking smirking asshole.
Then NPR, The Intercept, Fox News, The New York Times, Yahoo, MSNBC, AP.
They all repeat the constitutional crisis. That's what they have to do.
And basically everybody is echoing the so-called constitutional crisis we're currently facing.
Yeah, this has never been a thing. It's not really a thing. But they're gonna make believe it's a thing. It's crazy that this is the word that they decided this... This is the hill they're gonna die on. This is the tagline that they're gonna put on Trump. What else are they gonna do? You can't call it anything else. You have to call it a constitutional crisis.
And there's a reason this meme took off, I think, in late 2020. First it was 15 days to slow the curve. Then it was lockdowns and masks. Then it was get this injection. Then support this war in Eastern Europe. Then vote Kamala to save democracy. And now... Doge is a constitutional crisis.
Yep.
If suddenly and all at once, every single news outlet all says the same exact line...
It's because it's propaganda. It's because, honestly, it's probably paid for. You know who it's probably paid for? It's probably paid for by one of the USAID alternatives. Like, one of these fucking government money globs are probably just shitting money down the throats of different news places to just repeat the same shit again and again and again. It's like, the irony is that them fighting tooth and nail against transparency is much more of a authoritarian constitutional crisis than anything Trump is doing right now. That's the insane part. Like, the hypocrisy is wild.
In the same exact way, it almost seems like we have a Chinese-style state-sponsored media. As interestingly enough, we're finding a lot of news outlets receive money directly from the government.
To quote Rachel Zegler, weird.
Then those same news outlets are telling us to stop looking into government spending. Seems suspicious.
Yeah, I wonder why all the news articles that are funded by government spending are telling us not to look into government spending. I wonder why all the politicians that are authorizing government spending are telling us to stop looking at government spending. I wonder if all the politicians that are getting rich off government spending are telling us to stop looking into government spending. Are probably not due to a conflict of interest. Probably not. It's probably not some sort of subsidiary bullshit. It's probably not because it's literally paid off to do this shit. It's probably because they're not afraid that fraud is going to be uncovered. It's because of the Constitution, guys. The Constitution. You probably don't remember that time in National Treasure when Nicolas Cage stole the Declaration of Independence, but that's what's going on right now. Think about that. Don't think about the fraud. Think about Nicolas Cage.
Especially when they basically champion Biden for notoriously not listening to the law.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally... about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us.
Oh, the Supreme Court blocked them and they didn't stop it? Wow, that sounds like a constitutional crisis. Supreme Court told child sniffer Joe to stop doing shit, and he didn't stop doing shit. He's talking about college debt relief. It doesn't matter what he's talking about. This is a constitutional crisis. I don't care that he wanted to help the American people. He's violating the Constitution. The guardrails of democracy won't hold under Joseph Biden, the president who isn't really a president, and his vice president who isn't really a vice president.
No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments.
So it's almost...
So it's all fine. It's all fine when puppet Joe, puppet of the shadow government, when Joe says that he wants to go against the court orders, that's cool. That's based. That's fine. But when Doge is being transparent, woo-hoo-hoo, that's a constitutional crisis, ladies and gentlemen.
Almost like they're not worried about a constitutional crisis. They're just all looking for their new hotkey phrase that fits on a bumper sticker.
True.
So they can all reiterate the same line at the same time.
Now, I wonder why USAID didn't give college debt relief. Huh, that's weird. It's too busy paying for gay uprisings in Ukraine.
To make the normies think Elon uncovering government fraud is against your best interest. What?
Interesting. You mean to tell me that politicians might be corrupt and biased? Nah. Politicians don't act in their own self-interest. They just act for their voices of the people. Right?
In actuality, they only seem to be protecting themselves. As watch Fox News dunk on MSNBC for blatantly misinforming their viewers.
Oh, dude, this is so good. Oh my god, I was so happy to cover this. I got so much shit on Twitter because I didn't cover this story before all the information was out, and I was literally vindicated.
Elon Musk has apparently somehow convinced the United States government, specifically the United States Department of State, that the taxpayers of the United States of America should spend $400 million buying, quote, armored Tesla production units. Isn't it great and definitely not at all illegal or profoundly corrupt? Definitely not ripping us all off to pay themselves, right?
All right, so that was MSNBC. And when this was covered, I got people literally flaming me on Twitter for not covering this immediately. I didn't even stream since this came out, and I got people flaming me for not covering this immediately. Okay?
Donald Trump didn't give that contract to Elon Musk. Joe Biden gave it to him.
I think I warranted an apology. You people are so corrupt, it's insane. No one will apologize. But you people are so corrupt. So corrupt. You are trying to cancel me for this. Do you recognize how stupid you are? No, they'll never take it back. Don't worry. They'll never take it back. I'm not expecting them to. Reverse YouTuber apology is when I sit down and I say that you owe me an apology. The reverse ukulele. Holy shit. You people hate the truth. You hate that transparency is just showing that you are the frauds. Oh my god. It's not easy to be this right about everything.
I've said this several times on this channel. You'd probably be more informed if you didn't watch the mainstream media.
Yeah, the mainstream media is literally a scam. All of it. All it's fucking bullshit. It's all propaganda.
As all they do is misrepresent and twist the facts to fit the narrative of what their corporate sponsors want you to think. And I used to say that in the context of them pushing certain agendas and ignoring...
And it turns out that was all true, by the way. They do push agendas. They were funded to push agendas. Literally, I was right the entire time. Everyone that's been saying that this is actual fraudulent propaganda that is not being pushed naturally and arbitrarily. It's literally being designed and pushed by corrupt people. We were all right. All the conspiracies ended up being true.
Knowing certain facts so you take a certain medication. But now I honestly wonder if they're doing the same thing for fraud. But at least the more they struggle against Doge, the more they know they're on the right track. As look at Washington, D.C.
If you don't read mainstream media, you're uninformed. If you do read mainstream media, you're misinformed. True, true.
Almost entirely liberal, like the politicians that are freaking out.
Interesting.
And exactly 1 week ago, Battle Beagle was wondering what Doge would do to DC real estate.
Interesting.
But as of today, it's exploding.
Whoa!
With new listings.
Everyone's moving out of DC. Are they perhaps terrified, shaking in their bootstraps? Oh my god, dude. For so long, the politicians are fear-mongering and manipulating people to be afraid. Oh my god, Trump is Orange Hitler. He's gonna murder all the Jews and trans people, or whatever the fuck everyone's been saying. And everyone's terrified! How the turns table! Look at all of these frauds! They're quaking, brother! Quaking! Scared out of their minds they're all gonna get exposed. Oh my god, and here I am, sitting above them all, looking down from my golden throne on the Nuxenor channel, built on chaos and lies. Oh, this is glorious.
Mainly of million-dollar to multi-million-dollar properties. Yeah. How much bloat did Doge just expose?
What a good day to be a Nuxenor fan. I'm just saying. The next 4 years, ooh.
because they've only started to freeze these government programs, and already all these allegedly rich people can't stay in their DC mansions anymore.
You're telling me all the people that were spending a lot more money than they should be making based on their salaries are actually scared, and now they're not actually making money now that suspiciously all the government money that's allegedly funding them is drying up? We're probably reading too deep into this.
It's your turn to be afraid, motherfucker.
Good day to be vindicated, holy shit.
Which makes these political freakouts and marches in the streets make a whole lot more sense now.
Yeah! I wonder why the people that are scared that their government funding is leaving. I wonder why they're protesting. No! It must be because it's a constitutional crisis.
Where if you own a $3 million mansion, you should be making at least $2.3 million annually. Which brings me to the final, most satisfying slides. As Google search...
Oh, I saw this one! Yo! Okay, dude, this is just actual cinema.
Which trends across America for lawyer is pretty consistent throughout the year.
Yeah,
but in DC only, it suddenly skyrocketed on nearly the exact date Donald Trump was inaugurated as president and continues to climb.
I love it. I love it that search terms in DC specifically skyrocketed people searching for lawyers. All these fucking frauds. They're terrified. They're terrified. Why? Because the law is going to need lawyers. Because it's going to find out. Call this a Nux pre-watch moment. It's going to find out that literally as soon as everyone looks into Doge is going to find that a ton of government money after being shuffled around a little bit going to gay propaganda in eastern Lebanon. After they find out all that shit, you know what they're going to find out? They're going to find out that a lot of these politicians are getting rich off taxpayer money. They are going to need a good expensive ass Jewish lawyer to get out of that situation. So they are immediately lawyering up. They are all terrified. Suspiciously, a lot of the destructive protests and riots that happened in America over the last bunch of years, from the Black Lives Matter protests to the pro-Palestine protests, suspiciously, and a lot of them didn't happen in DC, almost like those protests were literally funded also. Not saying that they were or anything, but it's likely. You tell me when the last time you saw a pro-Palestine protest was. I'm just saying. Trump is out there. He's talking about Gaza all the time. Where are all the pro-Palestine protests? It's almost like the moment Doge started, the pro-Palestine protests literally all silenced. That's weird. Funny coincidence, that is. I wonder who was funding all these protests. It probably wasn't Samaritans, To think that your taxes are going to fund protests that are antithetical to your beliefs sometimes. How insane is that? Funny coincidence. God, we're living in the best timeline.
Terms don't definitively mean anything, but it seems awfully suspicious that this is exactly what Trump campaigned on. Having Elon Musk head the meme government agency in Doge.
And now you wonder why all the media was against Trump. All the politicians were against Trump. They tried to jail him and shit. Interesting.
To expose the corruption behind where our...
They might have even tried to kill him.
Tax dollars are actually going. Then suddenly the ultra-left DC freaks out, calls up their buddies in the media to call Elon every name in the book.
Yep.
Then they all possibly can't afford their million-dollar mortgages anymore.
Oh, what a good day to be me.
And then they all have to look up their nearest lawyer. I don't know exactly what's happening, but I'm enjoying it every step of the way.
Oh, yes,
so
sir.
So if you appreciate alliteration
concise... Bro.
Lighthearted commentary on how America...
Greta Thunberg's OnlyFans is going to go crazy now that USA dries up. So yeah, this was Decoy Voice. I appreciate his coverage. So yeah, no, this was an unbelievable level of pathetic Democrat downfalls. Literally, from furries in the military to trying to shit on Pete Hegseth. To then finding out wasteful government spending. To then try to blame conflict of interests on Trump when it was Biden. Then they try to show Cambodia minesweeping like that's where all the money was going. You got politicians contradicting themselves everywhere. Guys, we are living in a great age for chaos. Subscribe for more chaos. I will see you in the next one. I love transparency. See you in the next one. Bye. Like, subscribe.